number 32 in the hymn book, 32. Let's stand as we sing, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free, His blood can make
Let us be seated. Yesterday evening in our worship, we looked at the 130th Psalm, a great psalm of redemption. First, I should say repentance, calling on God out of the depths, asking for forgiveness, for mercy, for a renewal and restoration of intimacy with Him. And then it speaks about His plenteous redemption. And since we just sang a song by Charles Wesley, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise," I remember that I did not say this yesterday evening, but I know that perhaps most of you have at least heard this, and many of you are familiar with the story of John Wesley's conversion, Charles's brother. He had served the Lord for a long time, and he knew his scripture very well and had preached the scripture, and yet his heart had never been revived, awakened. It was something that he knew, but he didn't experience. And it was a meeting with some people on the boat. Actually, he was a missionary to America. He served the Lord in Georgia for a time, and on the voyage, he met some people, and he realized, by the way, they were German people, but that doesn't make any difference. And he realized that they knew something about God that he didn't. That they had a profound experience with God. And they lived as before God, moment by moment. And he was gripped by their love for the Lord Jesus. Well, anyway, when he got back to England, God was working in his heart the whole time. And one day he went to a meeting, and there his heart was strangely warmed when he was hearing something about the book of Romans. That's his testimony. His heart was strangely warmed, and he came to a living faith in Jesus, a vital encounter with the Lord, and he was born again. But one thing that is not generally known is that that was an evening meeting. In the afternoon, he went to St. Paul's. That's a great church in London. And they were having a Vesper service, and Psalm 130, the psalm that we looked at yesterday evening, was sung. And surely that was one of the means that God used to open his heart to the gospel of salvation that he heard that evening. God's word finding entrance into his heart and bringing him light. What a great Redeemer we have. "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. He sets us free from sin and self. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, O sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free." I was paging to something else just now, and this song opened up first, and that's why I read those verses to you. Let's sing that chorus. Sing, O sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon. us open in our hymn books to the scripture readings at the back of the book. And the heading is The Blood of Christ, number 3 in the scripture readings, passage from Romans 5 and then from 1 Peter 1. We would like to read the word of the Lord together. And this is a good way because we both have, or we all have, the same version. And we'll be able to read from Romans 5 and 1 Peter 1 about our Redeemer and His precious blood. How we thank God for redemption in Christ. Let's stand and read the word. Number 3 on scripture readings, blood of Christ, reading together. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Amen. This is God's word, which he has promised to bless. Let us turn in our hymn books to, in the same book, to Nor Silver Nor Gold Hath Obtained My Redemption. And that is number 207. One of the good memories that I have of this camp season is hearing the congregation sing this song during the youth conference. It was communion evening, and we had celebrated the feast, and they were about to leave for the next thing on their agenda. I mean, this college, high school, college students. And this was to be their marching song out of the place. And so the congregation stood, and we were singing, and it sounded so good, I just couldn't let them go. I said, you have to stay when we got to the third verse. That's my favorite verse. And it was, I still hear it. Well, let's make a new memory this morning, okay? Okay. Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption, nor riches of earth could have saved my poor soul. The blood of the cross is my only foundation, the death of my Savior.
With the price, the blood of Jesus, nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption. The holy commandment forbade me from here. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior removeth my fear. I am redeemed, but not with silver.
Would you sing that third verse with me again, please? And another thing, the parts came out a little better that time. We need the melody, so those of you who sing the melody, keep at it. But we also need a few to break off and sing alto, tenor, bass strongly. You see in the chorus how it fills an important part there, those extra words under there. So that'll sound good, I'm sure. Third verse.
Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption. The holy commandment forbade me draw near. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior removeth my fear. I am redeemed, but not with silver.
As we sing the last verse.
Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption. The way into heaven could not thus be bought. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior redemption hath wrought. I am redeemed, but not with silver. I am bought, but not with gold.
Bought
with the price, the precious blood of Jesus, precious price of love.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To thank you, gracious Father in heaven, for the precious blood of Christ that has redeemed us. You have set us free from the bondage of sin, from serving self, so that we can serve you with gladness. You have given us life eternal. We thank you, Lord, for the great blessings that you have opened to us. Because your heart is open to us, Lord, and you have given us the Savior. We thank you that he is right here, right now, according to his word of promise, in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we do want to bow down before you, O Lord, and love and adore you and worship your name in spirit and in truth. We thank you for this great redemption. We thank you for the way into heaven we just sang about. Couldn't be bought by anything but by the precious blood. You have opened heaven to us, and we thank you. Now, Lord, we want to commit this day to you, and we pray that you will work in all of our hearts and lives. I thank you for everyone who has gathered here at Pilgrim Camp this morning to worship you. How wonderful that we can all be together in your holy presence, that you have something in your heart of love for us this morning. We thank you for that. We are assured of it. We thank you, dear Lord, that you will speak to us, that you will touch us, that you will accomplish your purposes in us as we look to you in faith. We want to pray one for another this morning. Pray that you will bless all who are here in this room. Oh God, meet every need. You know the cry of each heart. You know the struggles of each life. You know the needs that are on our hearts, not only for ourselves, but perhaps for others, for our loved ones, dear family members. Lord, you know everything about us, and you are able for every need, for there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. And so we come together to you with grateful hearts and just want to lay everything down before you, casting all our cares upon you. And we're praying that you will meet every need of your people, O God, in your way, Lord, for your glory. And we commit this day to you. We want to pray also for our home churches. We pray that you will bless today on your day and all of our home churches. We pray that your spirit shall move, that your word shall go forth, that hearts shall be touched and drawn to you. And we also thank you that we belong to a great family of believers in Jesus, sons and daughters of the living God through faith in Christ Jesus, spread over all the world. We would remember each one, each congregation. We pray that you will bless in every place where people gather to worship you today. I pray that you will touch their hearts. I pray that Jesus shall be exalted, that they shall be given the joy to see Jesus with the eyes of their heart, Lord, and to hear your gracious words. We thank you, Lord, that wherever your word goes forth, we can trust you to accompany that with the working of your Holy Spirit. Do bring conviction for sin. Bring light into darkened minds and hearts, the light of the truth of God, and draw many hearts to yourself, we pray, for your great name's sake and for your glory. You also tell us to remember those that are bound as bound with them. And we do want to remember those who are suffering any difficulty or persecution for the sake of the gospel. And we bring them to you and pray that you will encourage their hearts today. We pray that you will bless and lift and speak and resolve difficulties and work in them, O Lord, in a precious way today as they wait upon you. Let their hearts be strengthened and encouraged. We pray one for another in this great family of God. Pray for the triumph of the gospel today and your glorious working in all the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're thankful for our brother Paul Munsinger. He plays the organ for us. And when I call on him to ask him to come here, I'm not trying to get him away from the organ. I'm just wanting to fulfill his desire. He asked for the microphone. Come.